You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Clare Fine Gael TD Joe Carey joins us in studio now. Deputy Carey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thank you very much for joining us. We've just heard, and I know you're listening to at least part of what Michael Harty had to say in respect of Simon Harris. You're going to vote confidence in your minister. I fully understand that. But what about his performance to date gives you confidence that Simon Harris is the right man in the Department of Health, and particularly in recent months, both locally and nationally?
Well, Minister Harris has a tough job, the hardest job of government. I have absolute confidence in him. He's a very hard-working, able, articulate member of government. I know Simon very well. I work with him very closely. We're here this morning talking about the 60-bed modular unit. And that's a project that he has supported. And he has supported it 100%. The idea in relation to the modular unit only came about in the last couple of years. And it's an interim solution that has been put forward by the management at UL Hospital Group. And they have to be complimented for that. And the reason they put it forward is because the capital build of the more permanent unit, the 96-bed unit, will take some time. So they had to look for an interim solution.
And everybody agrees that it is needed, that more bed capacity is needed. It is just under €20 million to deliver it, we are told. In the grander scheme of things, that's not an awful lot of money in a government sense. If the minister was able to commit that he would grant funding for this project last November, when planning permission was already in place, why is there no money for it now on the 19th of February?
Well, there is, you see.
For 2019.
The way this works is the capital plan is published. There has been a delay in the publication of that plan. That plan is to be published very soon. This particular project will be included in it, $19.5 million.
But Midwest patients have suffered.
Oh, absolutely. And like we're getting a raw deal here in the Midwest. We haven't enough bed capacity. This particular project will deliver 60 beds, state-of-the-art beds. There's a similar type of development as Ennis General Hospital itself, that new wing that was put on. So you'll improve patients' experience within the hospital. It's a rapid build as well. And you have to remember, this project only got planning permission following an appeal to Mbord Pinnála last October. The minister announced that the project would proceed in November. And we're looking for this capital plan to be published.
But this is the problem. If the money was committed in November, I accept what you're saying about a capital plan. But if €20 million was given to the UL Hospitals Group last November when they had planning permission, the 15-month build time would have had that project delivered late this year, maybe early in 2020. But now, the patients here from Clare in the Midwest have another winter of long queues in the emergency department.
Well, I want to see this project delivered as quickly as possible. So too does Simon Harris. So too does my Oireachtas colleagues. In fairness, across the spectrum of politics in the region. So too does the management. But it's not logistically possible to deliver it faster than what we're doing.
It would be if you started sooner.
That's true. That's true.
But there's
a lot of moving parts. Like, there was an objection to this from Mbord Pinnála. If that stood, it was going to be delayed by a further 6 months.
But that was resolved by October.
Yeah, well, thankfully, that resident in Dáil Éireann, which saw the common sense of it and withdrew his objection. The minister moved swiftly, announced money for this. His commitment, he's 100% commitment. And what I'm saying to you here this morning, Gavin, is that this will be included in the capital plan. It will proceed. The tenders have been awarded to two different contractors. One part of the contract is to enabling works, and the second part is in relation to the design and build of the project. It's a rapid build as well, and it's anticipated that it will be completed in the first quarter of 2020.
We were told mid-2020. I won't go splitting hairs over a couple of months. Either way, you're going to miss the winter in respect to this one because it's a 15-month build time. I've seen the same briefing note that you're quoting from there today in respect of that one. But you talked about how patients here in the Midwest have been getting a raw deal in terms of health provision and in terms of the provision of beds. That brings me back to my point that the minister, had he allocated his €20 million last year, this project could have been delivered much sooner. Are patients here in Clare suffering because of the saga that has occurred surrounding the National Children's Hospital overrun?
There's a process under which any capital project is delivered. This particular project was identified a couple of years ago by a management at UL. was put in for planning permission in June of last year. It has moved along quite swiftly. There was a planning objection that was withdrawn. Money was committed. It has been included in the capital plan, which will be published, and it will move forward. This is shovel ready.
Why does it have to wait for the plan?
There is a process. There's a process
but
in place. That's the process.
But that's ridiculous.
That is the process, Gavin. That is the process.
But there's 60 beds badly needed. There's planning permission. There's money committed. Let's go.
Yes, behind it. And they have. The management have ensured that the contractors have been awarded the tenders to complete the job.
And now that work
has been taking place behind the scenes. The contractors are known. Nautical Buildings are one of them, and Western Builder and Systems are the other. And they're going to complete the two phases and deliver this much needed bed capacity for our region. We're top of the trolley counts. Every morning I wake up, I hear Gavin Grace talking about the amount of trolleys at Limerick. It's not acceptable. We want to change that and provide the extra bed capacity in our region. This particular unit will deliver that. And on top of that, there's a 96-bed unit, further development being planned. The design team are to be appointed fairly soon. But that's going to take 3 years to build.
At least.
It's going to take 3 years to build. So this is an interim solution. It has moved along quite swiftly, I'd argue. And it has. Money has been committed. It's contained in the capital plan. And, you know, we will get that much-needed relief next year.
So on this front, you're satisfied with the performance of the minister and his department. This is being delivered as quickly as it could be, in your view.
It is, and it has, and there's 100% commitment. I've stayed in contact with Minister Harris on this. Last week, I organised a meeting of the Fine Gael Oireachtas members in the region in relation to this project.
It never went ahead.
It didn't go ahead because of basic
other reasons,
yeah. And you're very well aware. A note was sent out. You received it from an Oireachtas member. It sent it on to yourself in Clare FM, so you're fully up to speed on what's happening in relation to that. But I've raised it in the Dáil by means of parliamentary question, on the floor of the Dáil in topical debates, in meetings with Minister Harris. I'm 100% behind this project, and I want to compliment the staff and the management at UL Hospital Groups who work on a daily basis under extreme pressure. You know, and they have pushed this project as well, and it will be delivered. It's shovel ready. Contractors have been appointed, and it will be moving ahead.
So, what do you make of Michael Hartley then saying that he's lost confidence in the minister and the government by virtue of this?
Well, I mean, Michael Hartley, he might change his view again tomorrow before the vote, because yesterday he said that he was abstaining. Today he's saying he's voting against. I wouldn't be too surprised if he votes confidence in Minister Harris tomorrow, because that's just the nature of Michael Hartley. He's an erratic. You don't know what he's going to do.
Really?
I think he is. Yes, I think he is. He talks about the need for a policy in relation to health, and Sláinte Care was published. He took part in an Oireachtas committee that came up with it, a cross party, and the government are committed to that.
But he says you've been very slow in implementing it.
It involves a 10-year plan in health. A planned investment moving from the acute hospital system to a community-based system. And that takes time. It takes commitment. It takes energy.
Have we seen the equipment? Have we seen that energy?
I do. But the point I'm trying to make is that you can't be chopping and changing people then, like a Minister for Health. And he did this. He changed his mind in 24 hours. You know, and imagine him running the health service himself. He can't even make that decision. He has flip-flopped on that critical issue. And he put forward the reason why he was going to abstain, because of Brexit. Brexit is the overriding issue in our country. There's no doubt about it. I don't think that the farmers of County Clare or the business community of County Clare will thank Michael Hartley for trying to destabilise this government. A government that is in a minority situation, and it's dependent on the support through a confidence and supply arrangement with the main opposition party, Fianna Fáil.
Minister Harris will survive the vote. I don't think there's any doubt about that at this stage because of Fianna Fáil's abstention. But what do you make, in the context of Brexit, of some of the noises that have been made by the likes of Willie O'Dea and Niall Collins when they talked about how post-Brexit, in effect, they're election ready?
Yes, and I believe every political party is election ready. There is a local and European election for sure in May of this year. But it's just the nature of this particular Dáil. It is a minority situation.
We've been to the polls a long time ago, but for Brexit.
We probably would have. But that said, I mean, Fianna Fáil have honoured the confidence and supply agreement up to now. A new extension of that has been agreed. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have agreed that there won't be an election until Brexit is sorted. Micheál Martin has said the spring of 2020 and Leo Varadkar has indicated the summer of 2020. It remains to be seen how long the government will last. Obviously, Brexit is at a very delicate stage. We can see the utter chaos in the House of Commons and their sheer inability to come to a consensus around this particular question. And, you know, I believe, you know, it will extend until that March deadline. And, you know, God knows where we're going to end up.
And I fully respect that's completely out of not just your hands, but our government's hands. But in terms of what happens afterwards, I know that you have said that Taoiseach and Micheál Martin are committed to an election to take place sometime in 2020. But, you know, being honest for a second, are you really expecting one this year?
I don't know, Kevin.
I
don't know. I mean, you know, it's like if you talk to the various different deputies from different parties in Dáil Éireann, there's different views every week. As I said previously, we don't have a majority. We are reliant on Fianna Fáil either voting with the government or abstaining to win a vote. And for example, tomorrow there's a motion of no confidence in the Minister for Health, and we wouldn't simply win that unless Fianna Fáil abstained and they've indicated that they will. And, you know, there's tight margins. But if Minister Harris, if that vote were to succeed, there would be an immediate general election, and that's part of the confidence and supply arrangement that we have with Fianna Fáil. So, you know, all eyes on Leinster House tomorrow, but the arithmetic isn't there. And basically, it's a political theatre for Sinn Féin, being supported by Dr. Michael Hart, you know, it seems. You know, but it doesn't move the project at Limerick any further. It doesn't appoint the contractors any faster. It doesn't ensure that it will be there before Christmas. You know, I think this is a knee-jerk reaction by Deputy Michael Harty to grab headlines, to try and push distance between himself and the government. A government that he supported wholeheartedly. He supported, he voted for various different budgets. Yeah. We've only had three budgets, yeah. So he's two-thirds of the time that he's been in the Dáil, he supported the government. He voted for Enda Kenny as his first action as a Dáil deputy representing County Clare. I was thankful for him to do that as well. I thought he did that in the best interest of the country.
That's what he said this morning, yeah.
And you would have thought that he'd maybe do the same thing and maybe abstain in the best interest of the country in terms of Brexit, at least, that there would be some coherence, that he wouldn't try to undermine the government at this very sensitive time.
We've heard his thoughts on it already. If he wants to go back to us, he's welcome. I'll leave it there for now. Deputy Kerry, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.